This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers that the West condemns as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, very probably war crimes, end quote. A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping to get my life back together, get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Friends and colleagues of 83-year-old nun Sister Suellen Tennyson from New Orleans are praying for her safe return after they say she was kidnapped Monday in the West African nation of Burkina Faso by a group of unidentified men. After President Biden's self-proclaimed war on fossil fuels, gasoline prices have skyrocketed. Some politicians in Washington are claiming the high prices are because of oil producers' price gouging. Tim Berg reports.
On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel. And we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats, without proof, accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Biden administration, attempting to get more illegal immigrants into the country faster, is removing their final hindrance, Title 42, at the U.S.-Mexico border next month. Not everyone is okay with this and are pushing back against Biden and his administration. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott at a press conference Wednesday.
I'm announcing a series of new strategies that will be added on to Operation Lone Star to curtail the flow of drug cartel smuggling and migrants and drugs. The first involves inspections. A zero tolerance policy for unsafe vehicles for smuggling migrants across the border is being implemented immediately. Second, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he tested positive for COVID-19. Without any symptoms, Garland took the test after attending the annual Gridiron Club dinner to Washington, D.C. media event on Saturday night, where many seem to have contracted the disease. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, and Joaquin Castro, Democrat from Texas, also tested positive after attending the dinner. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in. We're grateful for these independent networks that carry Bill Martinez live because you know the order of the day. If you're not comporting with the national assigned and approved talking points that want us all to be thinking in a certain way and marching to a certain drumbeat that has nothing to do with our constitutional rights and we the people, then you get excommunicated, canceled, invalidated, all those things that continue to happen in our culture today, much to our harm, because what happens in the process is we're being dumbed down because we're no longer allowed to exercise our intellect and to think intelligently. This is why we appreciate Megan Barth's participation. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she joins us now. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Better than the Bidens. I got to imagine some knees and ankles have got to be knocking just a little bit, and that's only if we give them credit for having any kind of a conscience, right?
Well, yeah, I would think so. I mean, where do you want to start first? The economy, the border, him being snubbed by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Kamala Harris and President Barack Obama.
What a fiasco.
When they had the press conference, if you will, or the celebration of the failure known as Obamacare, I've never seen two elected officials treat a president in that manner. There was no decorum. There was no sort of order. They just completely turned their backs to him and got basically shut him out of a receiving line. And it kind of showed you, if a picture or a video could tell you 1,000 words, that told you everything. That told you who was leading the country. It told you that Joe Biden was simply just a pawn of the radical left. He doesn't know what he's signing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's simply just nodding and smiling and signing whatever is put in front of him, no matter how radical the policy is, for example, of repealing Title 42. And, which holds illegal aliens in Mexico until they're properly vetted, etc. It was just stunning to me, quite frankly. It nearly makes me speechless. I honestly felt sorry for Joe Biden because I don't think any person should be treated and snubbed in that fashion, no matter what their title is. But they completely turned their backs, gave him the cold shoulder, and blocked him out of anything that they were trying to accomplish with the crowd.
Yeah, he didn't know where to go. I mean, he kept walking in circles. You know, you feel sorry for Joe Biden. I feel sorry for our country. I mean, this is the leader of our country. And he was treated at home the way he was treated internationally. I mean, this was like deja vu. I go, well, didn't we just see this in the past couple of weeks when he was overseas being, you know, kind of ignored? It was just like, oh, okay, well, there's Joe Biden, you know, the avuncular personality. Let's move on. Let's not take him serious, because the fact of the matter is even on the international stage, he's not fooling them. I mean, the mainstream media has little impact over there, but the people see the truth, and the leaders, you know, treated him accordingly. And in treating him that way, they treated us, and they're doing themselves great harm, because they have relied for the last 7-8 decades. They've relied on the leadership of America, and America's leadership is missing in action, and they are left to their own devices. I mean, to the degree that here we are looking at a Ukraine-Russian war, as General Milley said yesterday, is going to go on for years, maybe not for a decade, but it will be for years. When some people here in the United States, I think they were shocked to hear this, Megan, because people thought, okay, well, it's going to be over. I mean, yeah, we're 30 days, but this can't last much longer. But you've got, you know, the head of the military industrial complex saying, no, this is going to go on for years.
I'm sorry, what was going to go on for years? I missed the...
The Russian-Ukraine war.
Yes, it is. And it could very likely turn into a civil war. And that's the risk, obviously, that's down the road. We can't forget that part of Ukraine is owned by Russia, and this has been going on for years, and there's many Ukrainians who identify as Russian, and then there's other Ukrainians that identify as Ukrainian. So this could definitely turn into a civil war. We've given Ukraine $15 billion. That's how much we've allocated for Ukraine.
It's actually been a little bit more than that, but the 14-1 that was signed, it was approved by Congress and signed by the president, has never been assigned. I mean, they make a big whoop all the time that, oh, here's another $1 billion. And I'm going, where's the $14 billion? I mean, is that in the back pocket of Hunter Biden trying to negotiate some sort of, you know, 10% deal for the big guy? Or something? I mean, and the mainstream media is asleep at the wheel on this. Nobody's reporting. I'm saying, where is the $14.1 billion that Joe Biden signed and approved on March the 15th?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that Bill and Hillary Clinton relaunched the Clinton Global Foundation once the war in Ukraine started. Ukraine has had a history, obviously, where people will, you know, of corruption. It's basically a money laundering.
Exactly.
And the grifters all came out in force, including the Clintons. And yes, they've allocated that much money, and where has it gone? But Bill, honestly, when the government spends this much money or allocates this much money, we never get an ROI.
Oh, no.
We never get, you know, here's the return.
ROI or an accounting of the money. I mean, how many trillions of dollars just, oh, yeah, about the military. The military's never had to balance a budget, you know. So, you know, and here we are, and you've got the president with his new budget of almost $6 trillion. And, oh, he generously upped the military budget by 4%, which is not even keeping up with inflation. But a true leader would look at that money. Megan, a true leader would look at that money and say, wait a minute, where can we, you know, where can we readjust? Where can we better utilize the investment that the American people have entrusted us with? But none of that conversation is happening. No, let's do something about diversion, you know, inclusion, equity. Let's do something about that to maintain diversity in the military. Let's make sure that we have special classes for our officers to know how and which pronouns they're supposed to use. It has nothing to do with the impending threats coming from the East or the West.
Well, no, absolutely not. And I think one of the best exchanges was between the head of the Department of Defense and or the chief, I believe, and Matt Gaetz, where Matt Gaetz basically said that he was not ashamed of his country, but he was ashamed of how the military was basically conducting itself and how it was just a massive failure continually, whether it was Afghanistan, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's the teaching of pronouns, the dumbing down of the military, the wokeness of the military. And, you know, the military, unfortunately, has become the greatest threat, not to those abroad and not to our enemies, but to our own American people.
Sadly, it's a top-down problem, no doubt. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Well, Megan, the laptop from hell isn't going anywhere. It is really in the crosshairs. The thing that cracks me up, though, Megan, I mean, you and I talked about this from day one, and all these other people are now jumping on the bandwagon and trying to, even Fox. Well, we talked about this, you know, we broke the news and all this. They go, you guys stop it. You're just as bad as everybody else trying to rewrite history. But it doesn't matter, you know, whether they were there or eventually got there and getting there and all that sort of thing. But, no doubt the hard work of Miranda Devine and some of the publications, and now they just cannot escape the scrutiny. I mean, it's to a point that I think Merrick Garland is going to be hard-pressed to hold the line and say, okay, he's not going to be, you know, Joe Biden's wingman any longer, and that based on what is being produced out of Delaware, that they've got to get a special counsel in here. That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of it. And this has been my insistence, especially with the forecast that Republicans could take over the House and Senate coming up. I just don't want these knuckleheads wasting their time on a bunch of committee hearings, because it's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton going, oh, yeah, you're right. You got me. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Or even Barack Obama to even admit that somehow he, either blatantly turned a blind eye, or somehow he's getting part of the cut of what the Clinton Foundation is generating, or what Joe Biden and his family have generated. After all, this happened under his watch. And you're going to tell me that because this is the Democratic Party, this is how they roll, Nancy Pelosi, go right on down, you know, the entire lineup is they are the quid pro queen and kings of of the international community. They're out there selling the assets, selling their influence and their position at the expense of the American people. And what do we have? What do we have to show for all this, Megan?
We have $1,400 stimulus check. I don't even want a special counsel. I'm quite tired of it. Durham was a special counsel, and it took him over 2.5 years, and he just revealed the other day that the DOJ and others still haven't provided subpoenaed information. So the Democrats can ignore subpoenas all day long. If you remember, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, defied a subpoena and was held in contempt. I think it was the only Attorney General that was ever held in contempt of Congress. So it doesn't matter if we have the majority, quite frankly, because the Democrats will just stall or obfuscate or do what they normally have done in the history. John Durham has enough there to convict for a crime. And right now, you know, Hunter Biden is under a federal investigation out of the state of New York, right? So they're hearing...
No, out of Delaware. It's out of Delaware.
Rather, thank you. Mm-hmm. Out of Delaware. And so there's all this evidence. Are we afforded the same luxury when we commit crimes and the evidence is overwhelming? Are we afforded a special prosecutor? Or are we tried and judged accordingly by a jury of our peers or by a judge? And so until we establish some sense of justice in this country, and I don't mean social justice, I mean blind justice, and really hold those accountable that are in positions of political power, the Democrats will continue to corrupt our system.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, what they've done to us. They have led us to the doorway, the gateway to World War III. Think about this, Megan. I mean, if we knew the whole truth and nothing but, we've got an inclination here, and it's all at the feet of the Democrats. You know, Joe Biden and his family, Biden Inc., that Peter Schweitzer, you know, did a great job in reporting, Miranda Devine of the laptop. I mean, it goes on and on. Nancy Pelosi, the reason that she won't investigate Wuhan, we realized that, oh, that's right, her husband and her son have business dealings with the communist Chinese. And we know how the communist Chinese play is that, they pay you a lot of money and they buy your soul. And if you decide that you're going to buck the system, they're going to cut you off because they know that Nancy Pelosi and her family, even Mitch McConnell goes on. I mean, this is a stellar list of both sides of the aisle involved, and they have all been elite captured by the communist Chinese, and God only knows how many other countries. Ukraine, you know, certainly we know the Bidens are dirty with the Ukrainians and other countries who know how the game is played. and they have bought and paid for the Bidens, and they own them. And, of course, this is all having an effect on policy and decisions and things that are leading us to World War III. And we sit there, and we're trying to impose impose upon ourselves in a sense of trying to reason. You know, what's going on in Ukraine? Why is this happening? Why is the president just flat-out resistant to do the very thing that even a fifth grader would say? Oh, we got a shortage of oil? Well, let's just turn the spigot oil. Let's turn the oil spigot on. You know, what's the problem? And but no, because Joe Biden is fronting for the hard left, and what he's doing is he's taking advantage of this crisis to further the green agenda and force us out of our freedom of choice and to have this country surrender their combustible engines for EVs and the Green Deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and it's just part of the Great Reset, and that's part of the Build Back Better. I mean, Build Back Better was just a simply nicely packaged Green New Deal Great Reset, and we're witnessing that right now. And so with the Republicans in control, we expect the Republicans to at least provide, you know, a backstop to this radical agenda when they do take over the majority. But unfortunately, we have the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Susan Collins of the world, the Lisa Murkowskis, and others who are voting and helping the Democrats accomplish the destruction of this country. And that's why I've continually said, since I've been on the radio now over 6 years, that a moderate Republican is no better than a radical Democrat, because they don't either stick, because moderate Republicans don't stand on principle. And when you don't stand on principle, you're basically standing on quicksand. And so now we are going to have one of the most radical judges ever appointed to the Supreme Court because of Mitt Romney, because of Susan Collins, and because of Lisa Murkowski. We're also going to have, we also have Obamacare because of a moderate Republican named John McCain. So this election is extraordinarily important. Not just to take back the majority, but to root out all of the moderates that have equally shared, along with the Democrats, the destruction of our personal liberties and, God forbid, our country.
Yeah, and meanwhile, look at the push from the left going after Clarence Thomas now. I mean, this is all part and parcel of the plan. They've got one seat. And if they could even somehow find a way to force Justice Thomas out, that would give them another opportunity at another seat. And, of course, we would see once again the buckling of these so-called moderate Republicans, these rhinos, Republican in name only. I mean, you know, especially for Mitt Romney, who made the statement, you know, it's like Blumenthal's statement, you know, so contradictory. But he said that, you know, if you didn't vote for, you know, a judge at a lower level, then it's not appropriate to vote for her at a higher level. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, here it is. You're giving them more responsibility. You're giving them a promotion, and you didn't support their earlier position. But now you've reversed your vote. And this is the hypocrisy of Mitt Romney. And I got to imagine the people in Utah are really scratching their heads and going, and they're checking, how many more years do we have to put up with this guy?
Well, they're the ones that elected him. You know, he had a very good contender coming out of Utah, a doctor of seven children. And he actually was, it wasn't a runaway race for Romney by any stretch of the imagination. But as Barack Obama infamously said, elections have consequences. And the Mormon community supported an establishment moderate Republican who has now just completely destroyed and nearly destroyed the Supreme Court by supporting this radical nominee. And he's also he's also destroyed women's sports, quite frankly, because if there's ever a case that comes before the Supreme Court that tries to identify a woman, Ketanji Jackson Brown won't know the answer because she's not a biologist.
Amazing. I think we're going to rue the day and realize that this one justice is going to make an incredible impact.
It's a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers that the West condemns as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, very probably war crimes, end quote. A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping to get my life back together, get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The America, Bill Martinez with you, and great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, according to the Ameriprise Money and Family Study, 78% of respondents have taken at least one step to build generational wealth, and 67% say passing it on to their heirs is important to them. But they're not openly discussing their intentions to do so. Only 19% of respondents are completely transparent with relatives about their finances or giving plans. While they may have their reasons for withholding this information, it could lead to misunderstandings and financial missteps down the road. Marcy Keckler is joining us now. She's the Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise, and she's got some strategies that can help people navigate decisions and conversations related to managing and moving money across multiple generations of their family. Marcy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad to join you today.
Well, you bring up an important topic, and it really gets important when it's time to distribute estate funds. If people aren't talking and they're not aware, man, it can cause all kinds of problems. I know from personal experience, my personal doctor, his family is still wrapped up in estate distribution issues. It's been going on for 7 years. The attorneys love it. They're making all kinds of money. Whereas in our family, personally, our parents were very wise in spelling out exactly what was going to happen. I will say this, unfortunately, I was I was chosen, the third son, I was chosen to be the executor of the state. That created some interesting challenges and dynamics that, you know, comes with the position, honestly. But my parents' directive were very simple. They were clear. And we were through the entire process in less than 5 months, as opposed to my doctor friend.
It's an amazing difference, isn't it, that communication and clarity can really help things move more smoothly for everybody, and especially when these transitions are happening at a time when emotions are probably running high, when people are grieving at the end of a loved one's life. And so I applaud your parents for doing such a good job and being so clear, and your friend's experience is certainly one that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, that things can get bumpy. And that really is one of the key findings of this study, that most people do want to leave some sort of an inheritance. Some of them, in fact, 60% said they feel a responsibility to do so. They don't just want to. They feel that there's almost a sense of duty to do that. But we do know they aren't talking about it, as you mentioned. And so that's one of the strongest messages from this study that I think people can apply in their lives and with their families, is to open up lines of communication. When we ask people maybe why they weren't being open about some of those important details, the number one reason, which is maybe not a surprise, is I really don't feel like it's any of their business. But and that's an understandable reaction. But at the same time, our financial lives can be interconnected. And so having conversation, even if it's not at a super detailed level, can make things go more smoothly.
Sometimes, you know, parents are wise enough. They know their kids, and they're going, this could be a problem. I mean, you know, and I'm not even dead yet. I'm going to wait until I'm gone so I don't have to deal with the drama that may come up. And, you know, you give my parents credit, but I also give my brothers and sisters credit, too, because they were cooperative. Yes, they were grieving. Yes, it was very difficult, as it will be for anybody. But, you know, fortunately, we had... you know, we had a family that cared enough for one another that we were able to work through this with, you know, a minimal amount of drama. On the Ameriprise Money and Family Study, you touched on some of the key findings, and I want you to unfold that a little bit more, if you would, Marcy.
Well, one of the key findings that I thought was quite interesting, when we asked people, what does it mean to you to leave a legacy? We learned that financial assets are part of the picture, but they are not the most important thing. We said, you know, what's most important to you? Number one was passing on financial values to the next generation. Mm-hmm. Number two was sort of shared family memories. And then financial assets was actually third. And so, of course, the financial assets are important, but other things are important, too. And I think that's a lesson that we can apply in our lives, to think about how we can, with intention, be passing on the things that matter to us, our financial values, and maybe even lessons learned. Having those kinds of lessons be carried to the next generation can have potentially an even longer lasting impact on their lives than a financial gift might. So, for example, some of the things we learned people are sharing with the next generation are lessons around how to be smart about their credit score, how to manage debt well, how to think about student loans or credit card debt, how to get started saving, how to even help with tax returns, which certainly some parents might be doing with their young adult children today, to supporting them as the tax return filing deadline comes up. So lots of important things families can do to help, not just with financial gifts, but with a strong financial foundation of knowledge and confidence.
Yeah, it reminds you there's more to life than money. You imagine. I mean, here's your parents. They've lived, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9 decades, and all those golden nuggets of experience that they've learned firsthand. Boy, you just want to be able to somehow find a way to document it so you can pass it on, take advantage of it. And, you know, we're reminded that... you know, for those of us who believe in the Word of God, in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs is real clear, and maybe this is one of the driving forces. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So maybe this is another driving force. But again, it's not just about the money. It's, like you said, it's experience, it's ideas, those golden nuggets of life that can be passed on to the generations ahead, right?
Absolutely, and I think both the older and younger generations can help spark those conversations. If you've never asked your parents or grandparents about their first job or their first bank account or when they started saving. Those are conversations that might be interesting and might uncover, as you said, some of those gems of wisdom and being able to pass a legacy down to your children's children is definitely one of the things our study was asking about. What, how do you think about generational wealth, having it last throughout generations and make an impact? And those conversations can really increase kind of harmony and confidence in families, but also help people learn lessons that they may treasure for a lifetime.
That might be a better question to ask around the Thanksgiving table this year than who should be president, right? Just saying.
Right. Some questions can pull people together instead of potentially pushing them apart. I think that's a great example. And one of the things that I'll mention in this study that we haven't talked about is one of the most common things that people do want to hand down is real estate. And the most common thing is their primary residence, and I think that is maybe not a big surprise. But other common things that people say they might want to hand down could be like a second home, a vacation home, whether it's at the beach, at a lake, a place that maybe family members have gathered. Other people say 15% of people said land is one of the things they want to hand down, and or maybe an income-producing piece of real estate. And we did learn from this study that people who've already inherited real estate said sometimes there were complications, and they had three pieces of advice for how to make that process go more smoothly. Number one, to have a detailed plan in place in advance. Number two, to make sure a lawyer's involved. And then finally, to communicate the details about the property, whether that's, you know, who's involved in helping with maintenance, when was the roof last replaced, where's the deed, all those sort of small and logistical details can really be important to the people who might be inheriting it. So if you are planning to pass down real estate, having a plan in place and having the details communicated, and I would add making sure you've consulted a tax professional so that you are taking advantage of tax savings opportunities across generations too.
Well, Marcy Keckler is with us, Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy and Marketing at Ameriprise Financial. She leads the overall strategy for financial advice at Ameriprise, including Ameriprise Client Experience and Confident Retirement Programs. Marcy, as we wrap things up, any last-minute bits of advice from this study you want to pass on to the audience and also where they can go for more information?
I'd say make a plan and communicate your plan. Engage a financial professional to help you. And we've got lots of great resources to help you facilitate those family conversations at our website, Ameriprise.com/family.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law, number 603787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply, subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tell those high expectations where to go. With all those who doubted you so. Tell those high.
Joining us right now is Taylor Gray. He's the lead actor in the new movie starring Kelsey Grammer as well. Here to talk about High Expectations, a Fathom event that's opening today. It's a film about love, family, reconciliation, and soccer based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a family story because you got the family dynamic here with your father and a competitive brother, a soccer family, an athletic family. So that dimension and all the other dynamics come into play as well.
Absolutely. And it's something that's cool. I think there's a film called Warrior with Tom Hardy where it's two cage fighters and they end up pit against each other and having to fight each other. And that's very Herculean and physical. And this is, in another sense, the same where it's on a pitch, a soccer pitch, but he's up against his brother, but not only his brother, his dad. And he's not just hoping to win. He's also vying for his dad's love and respect. And it's tough. And so through his girlfriend slash ex-girlfriend throughout the film, Sophia, she encourages him to continue to pursue his dreams.
A great girlfriend that happens to have a great voice too, right?
Oh, I mean, Allie Brooke has an incredible voice. And I knew that going in as I was familiar with her work as a singer. But it was just so cool to hear her sing like a cappella. She has a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, what drew you to this story?
I'm a big sports fan. I really am. I had done another film called Thunderstruck, which is a basketball film, and I had such an amazing time getting out there and both exploring a story and emotion along with playing a sport. I grew up playing sports, and so my brother and I'd say we've watched almost every sports film that's ever come out just for the sake of watching sports. And so that was something that I was really, really hopeful for on this, and I spoke with the director and also the coordinator that I wanted the soccer to look real, and I wanted it to not just be a couple actors out there kicking a ball around and you could see right through it. And so before we went out there, I did like 2-3 months of real soccer training. And like I said, I played pretty competitively growing up. So it was that drew me to it, as well as the story and being able to work with Kelsey Grammer as well.
Mm-hmm. How about the storyline? Obviously, you're the younger brother. and we mentioned the family dynamics, and you're struggling. I mean, you're dealing with your own personal demons on, you know, what's your purpose in life? How do you fit into the spectrum of the Davis family?
It's true. It's in classic Adlerian psychology, birth order, youngest child just vying for the love of the rest of his family. And he's kind of looked at as the black sheep, if you will. And he maybe has toyed around with some of the wrong crowd and gotten into certain things that maybe the father didn't love and the rest of his family and not what was expected of him. But at the same time, they are family. And so he's given it his best to really earn the respect and love of his family.
Did you, as you were playing this out, did you kind of sense that this is kind of the, you know, typical family that has a father who is so successful and other family members? I mean, this seemed like a, you know, like a familiar storyline, if I might say.
Yeah, no, you're really right. And our writer, Chris White, it comes from his sort of family dynamic and story, and it was very close to him and familiar. So it's a real story being played out. It wasn't in the world of sports. It was in a different realm, but he's laid it over this setting, which we have, which I think a lot of people can relate to and has pretty universal themes.
What was it like working with Kelsey?
I mean, Kelsey's just such a legend. It's funny. I've known of his daughters through just like being in the same acting circle. And it was cool because going out there, I didn't know too much about him except for my dad was like, "Are you kidding? I've watched every episode of Frasier and he was on Cheers." And so he has such an amazing resume. But at the same time, it was just so fun to like play with him and in between takes, just talk on set and hear some of his stories. And also he's a great actor. He was Juilliard trained and it was really cool to go back and forth with him, especially with the dynamic that we share in the film.
How much did you learn from him?
I'd say I learned a lot, as much as I could. Working across any actor over my career, I just try to always be open and act like a sponge, whether it's someone who's worked, it's their first project or it's their 101st project. There's something to kind of be gleaned from everyone. And from him, I mean, there was so much just in how you handled yourself on set to the approach to each scene.
Taylor, for you and your background, and the role that you played at Jack Davis, how did that work for you? I mean, in terms of character development and, you know, coming into the character, because you said that, you know, when it came to the sports and soccer aspect, that you didn't want it to make it look like it was manufactured, it was real. But in watching the movie, well, I'll tell you, you were very believable as Jack Davis. It came across. I mean, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's funny. We shot this during COVID, which is another hurdle that obviously audiences won't know about. And that's completely fine because art is art whenever it's made. But there were a lot of different obstacles to it. And I had just come off doing another film and trying to create this character. It was about taking like aspects of myself and kind of just like switching on the switches inside of me that I thought were part of Jack Davis's character and switching off other parts that I thought didn't necessarily work for the character. And Jack was hurting. He's hurting a lot through the film. And that was something that I wanted to portray without it being whiny and just so needy. Someone who really is like, I'm giving it all I have. At the same time, the standards and expectations are, not to be cliche with the title of the film, very high and a lot to live up to. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. And I was able to find those things in my own life that related to Jack. And yeah, with the soccer, that was really cool because it was like anytime you do stuff like stage work or anything that's physical, you're not only just acting out through your scenes, but you're also using your body to physicalize who you are as a character. And yeah, I just had a blast with it.
Yeah, and plus the storyline, I mean, it really makes room for, you know, a bit of redemption here for Jack, because Jack finds his way and surpasses even those high expectations, if I might say.
Yeah, he does. He does. And that's that underdog story that we all root for. Mm-hmm. And And I think that's also part of it, like why he needs to be a strong character as well, someone that you would want to root for, where you can empathize with him and understand why he's in the position he's in and see how tough it is being in the shadow, this massive shadow of his father, and also his brother. And so even just the family dynamic between the other siblings, I thought was very interesting. And I wanted to have unique relationships with each person in the family.
Yeah, not being an actor myself, but obviously loving movies and having the honor to interview artists like yourself, you know, relatability is so key. And that really came across. I mean, like you were talking about, you know, this generation that has such high expectations and maybe a lot of those expectations are self-imposed. And I found you to be very relatable. I think, you know, the way this is going to come across for, you know, for this generation is they're going to be encouraged and relate to it and find their redemptive story out of your story.
That's really cool to hear. That's definitely the hope. And as I was talking to some other people about this, as they were asking about how they wanted people to come out of the movie, I think you really hit the nail on the head. It is that redemptive story where hopefully it, with just a little bit of help from this film, people look inward a bit and they find their purpose and what they're chasing. And even if it means like writing down a couple things they're going to do towards their goal, to kind of move forward, something that it's like, you can't ever give up. That's sort of the tale as old as time, but it's true because it's easy to give up. It's hard to keep going, but it's the only option.
Well, and it's like that, like you said, it's that goal, it's that dream that keeps waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, going, if I could only catch a break, and it just won't let you go, will it?
No, it's true. And I forget what the old adage is, but it's like luck is when preparedness meets opportunity. It's something of the sort, right? And it's that idea where you have to stay as ready as possible. And then that stroke of luck, just you have to hope that it comes. And I believe, as everyone has different beliefs, that it does come for everyone at some point. It's whether or not you're ready for it and prepared and willing to take the leap of faith.
Yeah, and that's so key, preparation. It wasn't like you just sat in the corner and whined about it. You were out there. You were being active, as you demonstrated in the storyline here. And, you know, that's a great takeaway, you know, from this movie as well, is that you have to still maintain a level of preparation that's consistent with that hope and dream you want, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he saw himself as a professional player. He played college soccer. He was on a professional team for just a brief moment until his dad cut him, and that was publicly humiliating. Yeah. But at the same time, he then just started playing in a rec league. Like, the fact that he was willing to do that, I think a lot of people are maybe too proud or their ego gets in the way. And it's that idea that you have to continue to stay ready. You have to continue to work hard, and nothing is beneath you, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking with Taylor Gray, his movie that is coming out, High Expectations, a film about love, family, reconciliation, and soccer. It is going to be featured. It's a Fathom event, so we're talking over 800, I think 850 cinemas nationwide that it will be on. And Taylor, where can they go for more information to get their tickets and make sure that they are blessed by this excellent movie that you star in?
Oh, well, thank you for the kind words. High Expectations is out April 7th. There's a website for it. I believe it's highexpectations.com. If not the movie, I'm sure if you Google High Expectations movie, it comes up right away. And Fathom has it as well, like you said. But April 7th, it is out nationwide. And I hope everyone enjoys it and connects.
Taylor, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, man.
Take care. You got it.
Have a good one.
You got it, bye.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about